Let's be honest, participating in an academic class by sitting in front of a screen is not the same as being physically present with a professor and other students. On the other hand, given current technology, it's not all that bad. This is the After Dinner Scholar from Wyoming Catholic College, and I'm your host, Dr. Jim Tonkowicz. Dr. John Mortensen is former Wyoming Catholic College professor and dean and is president of the Aquinas Institute. Along with some current Wyoming Catholic College faculty, who are also associated with the Aquinas Institute, Dr. Mortensen taught online during the COVID shutdown this spring. And while it was hardly perfect, nonetheless, it worked out pretty well. As a result, Dr. Mortensen proposed that Wyoming Catholic College work with the Aquinas Institute to offer 12 undergraduate courses, the Great Books Core Curriculum. And this fall, that curriculum will be available for academic credit. I began by asking Dr. Mortensen about the genesis of the idea, his experience teaching online this spring.
This past spring, I was asked to teach a business ethics course for the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay, and I had 45 business students who had never had a Great Books course before, never done a discussion class before. And so we read Aristotle's Ethics, and ran it as a discussion. Well, halfway through the semester, the university said everybody had to go home, everybody had to do distance education, and I thought I would simply put the questions online, let them answer online, you know, the standard asynchronous distance education model. And the students begged us to keep the discussions going. So we started using Zoom and having these great discussions with the students, even sometimes better discussions than we would have had in class, because we had the ability to, sort of organize the class better because it was online, see who was wanting to talk, see who needed to say something by the certain cues you can see in the online setting. And we brought the class to a conclusion, and everybody loved it. They loved the online setting even more than the classroom setting for this.
Was there something in particular that gave you the idea of developing a distance curriculum, some aha moment?
Well, I guess the aha moment came after the conclusion of these classes, when we realized that we had just taught Aristotle's Ethics to people who weren't even looking for any great books. And because we did it as a discussion, they got a ton out of it. And it occurred to us that, wait a minute, we could give what Wyoming Catholic College is giving to its students. Basically, we could give this to the world, and we could give it to people who aren't even looking for it. If we could somehow find out simply how to deliver it to them, how to make them realize this is actually what they want, this is actually what they're looking for.
Okay, what are the courses that are being offered, and what's the progression of them?
This fall, we'll be offering 3 courses, one in humanities, one in philosophy, one in theology, basically lifted from Wyoming Catholic College's own curriculum. What we've tried to do in the whole offering of 12 classes is to pick an arc in humanities that's sort of an integral whole, in philosophy that's an integral whole, and the same thing in theology, to try to pick 4 humanities classes, 4 philosophy classes, and 4 theology classes, offer them 3 at a time, so that they give somebody, it's not the whole Wyoming Catholic College experience, but it's at least a kind of whole, so that you have a foundation in the liberal arts after having taken these courses.
What kinds of people might be interested in taking these courses?
Originally, we were thinking simply of college students, either high school seniors who are going to be freshmen next year or current college students. Anyone at a university who needs an ethics class, psychology class, theology class, we were thinking of the sort of younger generation. But as we started to talk to more people about this, we realized actually the parents of these students want something like this. Actually, people who have gone through their careers at the end of their careers and have always wanted a liberal arts education want something like this. And seminarian groups have even contacted us about doing something like this, doing some intensive liberal arts, but in a way that they could do it online, so they don't have to travel somewhere. They could do it from their own seminaries.
Now, what's the relationship between the Aquinas Institute and Wyoming Catholic College?
The first relationship is actually that I was one of the founding faculty members of Wyoming Catholic College and love Wyoming Catholic College dearly. The Aquinas Institute sort of grew out of a hobby project. My wife and I started publishing the works of Thomas Aquinas. And so this is sort of a coming home for us. The relationship is that Wyoming Catholic College, these are Wyoming Catholic College courses accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. And the Aquinas Institute is going to simply be the provider of these courses in an online setting through live video discussions.
Dr. Mortensen, tell us something about the particulars. What does it cost? What are the requirements? What are the credits? How do you register? And so on.
The cost of each course is $1,500, which is a little lower than the average cost for a distance ed course these days. The Midwest Theological Forum in Chicago has given us the ability to give a $500 scholarship so that the end cost to the student would be $1,000 per course. In order to apply, we're expecting a high school level education and some sort of transcript or proof of high school education. So, you know, if you have a bachelor's degree or a doctorate, of course, that suffices. There will be given 3 credits per course. And to register, you can go to our website, which is aquinasinstitute.org.
Now, just to be clear, the credits will not be transferable to Wyoming Catholic College's residential undergraduate program. Is that correct?
You can, however, take these credits and go to other colleges because it's accredited by the Higher Learning Commission through Wyoming Catholic College. Most colleges in the United States will simply accept these credits in place of their own classes.
Now, about the Aquinas Institute, what other projects are you involved in at the Aquinas Institute?
The Aquinas Institute is mainly publishing the complete works of Thomas Aquinas in a bilingual Latin-English edition. We've been doing this for the past 12 years, have gotten several grants to bring the project to completion, but recently we also started working on the complete works of St. Augustine, and it was our aim to have something out this fall, it might be early spring, where we bring out the first volume in a series of the complete works of Augustine, probably the Confessions, in a bilingual Latin-English edition.
We at Wyoming Catholic College are very excited about working with Dr. Mortensen and the Aquinas Institute in offering the Great Books core curriculum to as many people as possible. So if you are, or if you know, high school students, students attending other colleges who need core courses, or people like my friend the lawyer who recently discovered Plato and wants much, much more, visit the Aquinas Institute website, aquinasinstitute.org, for more information and to register. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.